Morning, everyone. I was raised in a non-religious family with Catholic roots. I was baptised in the Catholic Church when I was a few years old and attended a Catholic high school. Looking back now, I realise that I came out of 5 years of education in a Catholic high school without really understanding the gospel and certainly not understanding the sinful nature of all of us and what repentance from sin means, other than confessing to a priest and reciting a few Hail Marys. I then went to university where I completed a science degree, which included the study of evolution and the Big Bang Theory. I blindly believed all of it and questioned nothing, thinking, as many people do, it's science, there's evidence, and it's the modern day theory, so it must be true. Later on in my life, I remember having conversation with my husband about God and how the world and people came about. And a couple of things that Przemek used to say to me, I'll never forget. On the topic of creation versus evolution, he used to ask me, just look around you, do you really think all of this just happened by pure chance? Chaos creates chaos, not order. Yet somehow in my mind, a random explosion and mutation from bacteria seemed more logical than a creator God. But honestly, when you study science, especially topics like biochemistry and physics, it should be so obvious that us and everything around us and in us is here by design and not by chance. My husband also used to say, I'm not sure about you, but my great-grandma was no monkey, which always made me laugh, and now even more so. Over the years, as we started attending church together, my faith in the Lord grew as I started reading and learning God's word. But it wasn't until a few years later that I listened to the pastor in our church at the time preaching about repentance from sin and the wages of sin being death and eternal damnation. It was then that I came to the realization that although I believed in God, and in the death and resurrection of his son, I had not truly repented and given myself to Jesus Christ. I had thought that since I didn't lead a particularly rebellious life, what did I have to repent from? But after the message that I heard, I became aware that all of us are sinners and we all fall short of God's standard. Excuse me. Using the Lord's name in vain, losing my temper, even giving my parents attitude, none of this was acceptable in the eyes of God. And I also realised that there was no way I could turn back time and change any of my past behaviour, nor could I, through my own effort, live a sinless life in the future. I remember that day I went home and prayed and asked God for forgiveness from my sin and prayed for Jesus to enter my heart and save me. I think it's not until you look back at your past self that you realise how much God changes you. One of the biggest changes I can see now is that I used to be quite fearful of the future, of something bad happening, but now that fear is gone. I have the assurance of eternal salvation, and I know that no matter what I encounter in my life, God is in control, and whatever happens is in his will and for his ultimate glory, and that has brought me true peace in my heart.